Hello and welcome to another episode of the MLB Whip Around. Not doing the What If show today. We wanted to give you guys a quick whip around of what's going on in Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Michael Graff, alongside Benjamin Dixon and Douglas Latuca. How are you doing today, boys?
I'm pretty good. I'm ready to go here after a tough broadcast last night. Obviously a great game. Not the ending we wanted. Good job by us, I think. We got a lot of love on the YouTube page. But, Doug, how you doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm a little choked up after our last broadcast last night. You know, just happy that it happened. And we're ready to keep it going here on West Radio, West TV. We closed that chapter, but we're still going here.
Not necessarily. I really am determined to get out and do a baseball game.
Well, I you know what?
Well,
I think
your
should do
chapter.
We should do a player mic. Just put a little mic on me.
That's fine. We'll mic you up.
You know,
like an all-star game. That's awesome.
Let's just have me mic'd up and... I'll be telling you what's going on from bench level.
We should do that. We got to get Miggs' permission, but
he will not give it. So there
right.
you go.
So the MLB spring training is officially underway. Pitchers and catchers have reported. Players are taking batting practice and have met with their new teams or old teams. But the two headlines, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are currently sitting at home doing nothing. They are not at spring training because neither of them have been signed yet. The two big stars have not gotten a deal. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's just a disgrace. There's no other way to put it. These are the two of the top 5-10 biggest names in baseball. They were supposed to have that big market coming into the offseason. Obviously didn't hit what they thought it would be. But right now it's February, 14th?
Yes.
Almost 2 weeks away, or 2 weeks since the Super Bowl. I mean, this is a joke. Sign your contracts. I mean, these guys just not showing up or not signing with the team. Spring training is about to start. I mean, I'm at a loss for words. We saw it last year with some more low-profile guys like Neil Walker. I think Mike Moustakas was one of the guys.
Yeah.
But not Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. These guys are two future Hall of Famers. Come on, sign your contracts, get on the field, and stop being so egotistic.
Well, they were looking for the big contract, and I guess they haven't gotten it in trade talks. Besides Bryce Harper getting an offer in the season last year, and he rejected, decided to test the free agent market, and it bit him right in.
It's been a brutal mistake for him,
yeah.
to be honest.
It bit him right in the behind, and now he's not signed. Both guys are looking for work, and I wouldn't be surprised if they signed one-year big-money deals and tested the market again next year. From the off-season perspective for free agents going in, I guess the market's just not there anymore.
Yeah.
Teams are not willing to pay big bucks after contracts like Alex Rodriguez get signed. Look at Stanton's contract. He had an okay year and definitely not worth the money that he's being paid. But once you make that long commitment, you're not guaranteed anything.
That's why that's the big problem. These guys are really expecting too much. They got to tone it down. I mean, there's no way that they are going to get the deal that they want. And I'm making a bold prediction here. I think one of them is going to sign either beginning of spring training or midway through. I'm making another prediction that I think one of them is not going to be signed either by opening day or right before.
No way.
If one signs, the domino will fall,
I think,
and
right
the other
before.
One will sign. And I think that
they'll sign
get,
within 48 hours of each
they're
other.
They're going to get it done soon, and I think it's going to be Manny Machado going first. Chicago is going to offer up some money. They have available money, and they could use him in their rebuild. He would be a great piece for 7 years there with Chicago. They've got a lot of young pieces coming up, and he could be the cornerstone for them moving forward. Bryce Harper, on the other hand, not as consistent of a player, more of a power guy, great lefty hitter, could be great in Yankee Stadium. We've said it all spring training.
We're not going after him, Doug.
And we're not going after him. So it's a disaster as a Yankee fan that the Yankees are reluctant to go after these two big guys. But Yankees still open up as the World Series leaders going into the 2019 season. So, I mean, maybe the Yankees don't want to spend the big bucks on a guy that could make them dramatically better from what they already have. They're already projected to be World Series champions. If you add Manny Machado to the mix into your infield, I mean, think of all the options for Aaron Boone. How could you possibly mess that up?
Well, I mean, for me, Vegas says the Yankees are the favorites. For me, the Red Sox are the favorites in the division until someone takes them down. I'm not saying we're not more talented than them, but just for now.
Their bullpen's not good enough.
Did you say something about the Mets there?
No, Nats. I said he's going back to the Nats.
Nats. I mean, we'll see what happens. He should have taken the 10-year, $300 million contract that he was offered in, December?
Exactly.
He's not going to get it ever again.
And about Machado, John Heyman was saying a few days ago how the offer is more than 175, but it's not more than 250. So it's not near what Machado was expecting.
I mean, you got to just accept the 250 and move on. That's enough money.
It's not even 250, though. It
doesn't matter anything. Yeah,
you just got to take whatever they can give you because you should have accepted. You should accept the big money offers at the beginning of the season. And the Phillies, who were quote unquote going to spend
both of them
stupid money, they've been relatively quiet too. I mean, a lot of people still suspect they'll get one of the two.
I mean, Craig Kimbrell's available. That was one of the big three they were going after.
Yeah, he's been the silent guy this offseason that no one's talked about. I mean,
his agent said he was the best closer. Did he say of all time or in the game right now?
I don't even know.
I think he said he was the best closer of all time.
I think top,
which is an absolute joke.
That's a joke.
Okay.
But top three right now, I would agree. But he has been the guy, I mean.
Top three, I don't know.
Top three right now.
Watch the replays and the games where he's pitched against the Yankees.
The postseason was really tough.
Let's see what happens.
We shook that guy.
Look at that.
That guy's worth
a lot of money, right? Yeah, whatever.
He's worth a lot. I mean, if you look at the closer market, there's a lot of great closers out there, but he could help out a smaller team that could use him for sure. But I think honestly, he's one of those guys that he's a prize that nobody's going for. I mean, everyone's focusing so much on Machado and Harper, but he could help out a team that has no bullpen. I think he would help the Yankees out a lot.
Wait, what? No. We have no bullpen? We have the best bullpen maybe of all time.
I disagree. But
Okay, tell me who you think has the best bullpen of all time.
The best bullpen of all time is definitely not the Yankees right now.
Was it the Yankees last year? Because it's even
no.
it's even better than last year.
I really don't think that the Yankees have the best bullpen of all time.
Wait, but that's just you being
if the Yankees signed Kimbrell, he'd be like our fifth inning guy when someone comes out of the
bullpen. I'm just confused with what you're saying.
Doug's standing up now.
You're just an angry Met fan then, because that or you're not even angry. You're just a Met fan.
Resentful.
You're not even looking at the history. It's unbelievable.
How would Kimbrell help the Yankees, though? You look at Aroldis Chapman,
any team.
Dellin Betances, Adam Ottavino, Chad Green, Jonathan Holder. Who am I forgetting?
Are forgetting somebody.
Dellin Betances.
I said Betances. Betances is the second guy named.
Britton.
Oh, yeah. He would be like the fifth reliever in our bullpen.
I'm just saying he would help any team.
No, I know. I totally agree.
You know what?
I'm not where he goes.
The Red Sox got to bring that guy back. Who's their top? Like you said,
Workman.
Ryan Brazier. who are these guys?
Some guy from Japan that pitched in the Japanese league. Who's their best pitcher in the postseason?
He is definitely on steroids, by the way.
Totally.
Brazier was throwing 98 in the ALDS. This guy was pitching in Japan.
Well, Chapman throws 105. I mean. It doesn't mean that he's on roids. I mean,
he uses his lower body.
He's using.
Okay, I'm not a huge Kimbrel guy, but I think that a team could get lucky though with a smaller money deal here. And I'm not a huge Kimbrel guy, but I think that a team could get him for a smaller contract. He could play very well, pitch as the closer, perform very well, but in the postseason. He's a shell of himself.
A lot of pitchers do poorly in the postseason.
Exactly. That determines if you're worth the big money, though.
Right.
So in my opinion, how can he be worth the big money if he can't pitch on the big stage?
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
so he's going to get signed to a smaller deal to a team that is on the fringe, probably, of a playoff run and that needs bullpen help. He'll get less money than he wants because what he wants is ridiculous. It's never going to happen. And the fact that his agent thinks he's one of the best closers of all time, that is an absolute joke.
Maybe a few years ago, but not right now. I mean,
I think he was telling agents that he believes his client is the best closer of all time. The best closer of all time just got inducted to the Hall of Fame unanimously. First player ever.
Yeah,
I agree. So that guy, I believe it's Scott Boras, correct?
Probably.
Who's his agent? It is.
Probably.
You know what? That guy's looking for big money, and all these players are latching on to Boras, who was in the news a bunch of years ago over the PED scandal. But, you know, this guy Boras has really failed. I mean, he's gotten a couple big deals, but otherwise, a lot of players are going to Boras, and they're just not getting the money that they want. So it's either that the market's declining for big contracts, which I believe it is.
Yeah,
I don't think that a player really
100%.
Like, I don't think that teams are willing to give that much money for that many years. Because look, it usually doesn't benefit. Look at Albert Pujols. We haven't even seen what Stanton can do.
Yeah, because
but that's
get
a huge
old.
Contract. And look at what A-Rod did. See that's probably the big contract that stands out to a lot of guys. A-Rod, that's the contract. It's too long of a contract. Puts a team in a tough spot, and that's what teams do not want.
Yeah, I mean, for the record, Kimbrel's agent. This is a guy named Dave Meter. I don't know him. But you make a point about Boris. He's Bryce Harper's agent.
Correct.
And
he's saying he's cost Harper a lot of money.
He was talking a big game at the MLB winter meetings, which Doug and I were staying up to watch every night that week. And nothing's happened.
You know,
I mean,
we keep wasting our time with winter meetings, but it's so exciting.
They are.
You know,
they're a lot
you're
of
just
fun.
Like, you like watching these guys talk, projections, their predictions for the season, and then all of a sudden there's like breaking news. And
yeah,
like, oh,
that's the best.
But like this year, it was pretty much a snooze fest.
I think there
was
like
really
one.
Nothing going on.
Yeah.
They were playing like free agent poker for half the show because there was nothing else to talk about.
Because Harper and Machado have been silent. I mean, they were the talk from the
beginning
of the postseason.
Supposed to be a huge offseason.
You got to get Woj in on the MLB. Maybe once he comes, the signings will start coming. I mean, that guy's a legend.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a couple of good beat writers.
No, of course.
I'm just saying,
we need to be dropping Woj bomb, just like, we just need signings.
There's a couple wannabe Wojes in the MLB that are pretty solid.
Jeff Passan's pretty good.
John Heyman's solid.
John Heyman's really good. Andy Martino, very underrated for the New York teams. Ken Rosenthal's good, but I feel like sometimes he reports things after other people.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's a busy guy.
He does a lot.
He was on the Jay Happ deal first, I think.
He was, yes.
You told me about
that. Which is a brilliant contract. We spoke about it on the other, on a previous whip around, but great contract. Cashman's just magical.
He's very good. But, I mean, like I was saying, I mean, with Kimbrel, I mean, the teams that aren't in, if you're not in on Harper and Machado, I don't know why you're not in on Kimbrel. I don't care what he's asking. Give him a lower contract. He's going to take it at this point. I mean, there's no team in the MLB that would not benefit from Craig Kimbrel being on their staff. I don't care where he's pitching. He would still make an impact. There are so many teams out there that's bullpens are atrocious, especially, like you said, the Red Sox, that absolutely need to have a guy like that on their team. So I really don't understand why nobody would go after him. It's baffling to me. There's so many guys. Even, I mean, Andrew Miller got a very small contract, but I agree with you. I think the market's just not there for big contracts anymore. The money is not the problem. The money per year isn't the issue. It's just the length. These guys going out. I mean, you look 5-10 years ago, you don't see people asking for 10-year contracts. The max you would ask for is 7. You wouldn't even dare to say, hey, I want 10 years for $300 million or I'm done. It's just they're really being arrogant about it, and I think it's just the greed is not – it's not good for the sport.
Yeah, a lot of players going to arbitration for the MLB because teams just can't decide on contracts. A lot of these deals are 1-, 2-, 3-year deals, pretty much settled right in the middle of both asking prices. A couple guys that settled – Alex Wood, pitcher for the Reds. He was involved in the Puig trade.
Huge trade.
I mean, let's see. Who else? I mean...
Was Garrett Cole was one of the cases, right?
Yeah,
Garrett Cole won. I think this year was actually... I think it might have been a record for arbitration cases or like top 10 or something. But there were a lot of arbitration cases that were winning in the player's side.
Yeah, like Indians pitcher Trevor Bauer 1 year, $13 million.
Yeah,
like that's one of the more pricey arbitration cases.
I think Nolan Arenado broke the record this year.
Yeah, he did. He broke the record for most. It was 28 million.
Or something
I thought
like
it was
that.
Like
I think it's 28. Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
close to 30. But you're talking about another guy with arbitration, Luis Severino. I don't think that case has been settled yet. But I saw yesterday the Yanks working on an extension.
Well deserved.
Aaron Nola got an extension yesterday. I think it was around 4 years, 45.
Yeah,
million.
It was 4 years, 25 a year. Maybe.
No.
He got 25 year. He got 20.
It was 45
like 15,
overall. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think he got 15 mil option for the fifth year. That's what I'm getting at.
So expect Seve to make a little more than that.
It's 11.25 a year right there.
Yeah,
my math.
It's good money.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
It's a great deal
everyone.
For the Phillies, by the way. There's your ace
He's
right there for the next 4 years.
Absolutely.
Legit pitcher. And I'm thinking Luis Severino gets around the same, maybe a little more.
Just because you see in like the NFL when you see like a record breaking quarterback deal, 2 weeks later you got another record breaking one.
Exactly.
It just sets the standard for what's to come.
Yeah, I mean I think he's good, but the problem is the difference between Severino and Nola is that Nola's really the only good pitcher in that Phillies rotation right now. So I think if you look at the Yankees, they need Severino a lot, but they don't need him as much as the Phillies need Aaron Nola. So I think he'll get ballpark maybe $13-14 million a year, which is still really good. It depends on the years that they give him. But honestly, Severino could, when he goes to free agency, I don't know, whoever signs him, they're gonna probably put in a lot of money for a lot of years.
Yeah, I mean, you spoke about Garrett Cole. He went to arbitration, got $13.5 million for 1 year. So, I mean, right around the same money as we've seen. I said Bauer had 13, so 0.5, yeah, that's 0.5 right more. Now. So so two nice contracts for those guys, and then they'll test the free agent market again next year, depending on if they're UFAs or RFAs. One more guy just happened, actually. Twins signed Jorge Polanco, 5-year, $25 million extension, shortstop. Some nice money, $5 million.
Team friendly.
For the Twins, too. Yeah, I mean, he was okay a few years ago. He had a few stints with the Twins in 2017. What was the year that? It was 2017. That was the wild card year. He had a few stints that season where he did pretty well. He can be a good shortstop. I really don't understand why the Twins aren't spending their money. Clearly, they just don't really care at this point. Obviously, they're in a rebuild, and any team in a rebuild, they're not really willing to spend as much money. So, like you said, team-friendly deal. Another thing with the Twins, Max Kepler just got $35 million for 5 years with an option for the Twins.
See, I mean, that's a decent deal for the Twins. The Twins are slowly...
Just got to keep those young pieces
exactly.
around.
Yeah. You keep those young pieces around for under $10 million a year. Let everyone develop. Let your prospects come up, and that's when you hit. I want to go Winnipeg Jets, just for example. I know this is hockey, but they didn't make a trade for 2 years. They kept their prospects. They kept their farm system or their AHL team, and they kept the guys they had, and now they're contending for a Stanley Cup.
You can say, you can say that with the Isles, too.
Exactly.
They don't have the elite goal scorer, but you got guys, homegrown guys.
Exactly. You know, when you let your players develop and you draft well, you know what you're doing. It works out in the end, and I think that could be a solid game plan for the Twins. If they just keep developing and improve, they could eventually become maybe contending for a World Series. Tough to say that the Minnesota Twins are going to be contending for a World Series,
yeah, right?
Considering how they've done in the past, except for that wild card. Yeah, big Yanks winning that one. That was a fun time.
It was a fun time. I remember watching that and texting Ben the second that Rosario hit that 3-run home run, and then Didi Gregorius strikes again. But
2 years in a row on my birthday, Yanks wild card winners. Greatest gift of all time. Come on.
That's actually, yeah, that's
the
really,
gift that hopefully,
that's good luck.
Actually, hopefully it does.
We don't want it to keep
going. Oh, yeah, exactly. Wild card games are very stressful. I remember sitting there with the Mets, and I mean, Jury's Familia comes in, gives up the home run. That was the most deflating moment I've had as a Mets fan in my Mets tenure. So, wildcard games, they're either you're really happy end of it or you're really, really upset. So they're a lot of fun, but they're really crazy. But that'll do it for us today. The MLB Whip Around, good time. Make sure you're looking out for the Colts Corner podcast. That'll be up later. Thank you. I'm your host, Michael Garafo, alongside Douglas Otuka, Ben Dixon. Have a great great break, and make sure you check out the podcast next week, and we will see you next time.